The University of Ghana has closed all entries into the school with the exception of the Okpunglu end. This follows the suspension of the collection of tolls by the university. Its Vice Chancellor, Professor Ernest Aidu, announced the suspension and subsequent closure of the entries, called on government to redeem its promise of paying for the $2.3 million the university contracted for infrastructural projects. The closure of the entry points means there will be only one entry and exit for the public. There are fears that the decision by the university will compound the traffic situation on the Tetekwashi Madina route.
The decision to toll the routes or not toll the routes is one that is reserved for the University of Ghana Council. So the council that has to respond to it. Council is currently weighing various options. It is mindful of its responsibility to the people of Ghana to obey directives from government. It's also mindful of its responsibility to manage this university in the best possible way to ensure that the university is able to achieve its highest potential. In view of all the different things going on, and in view of the various tensions and misrepresentations and efforts to make the university look much worse than it should be looked at, council believes that we should be considering complying with the directive of the Minister of Roads and Highways representing the government. That's the view, that we should begin to comply with the directive.
And that was the Vice Chancellor of the University of Ghana, Professor Ernest Aidu.
Meanwhile, the two students who sued the University of Ghana for illegal road tolls say they will not drop the legal suit against the university despite the suspension of tolling. The lawyer for the two, Egbert Fable, said the suspension does not make the earlier road tolling legitimate. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Accra, Mr. Fabio explained that the issue at the Supreme Court is whether the University of Ghana has the right to collect tolls from the public.
Well, I am indifferent to it because it is just a mere suspension of the collection of the tolls. The issue is, for me, whether it is lawful for the University of Ghana to toll its roads when the Minister of Roads and Transport has not published any legislative instrument or airline designating the University of Ghana's roads as toll roads, as provided for by the Tolls Act.
Well, so does it mean your clients too will reconsider their legal action, or you will pursue it to its logical conclusion?
Oh, I think the matter will be pursued to its logical conclusion because, you see, as I've already indicated, the issue is, for me, at this stage, it's been suspended. The suspension doesn't mean a cancellation. It means that it can be brought back at any time. Now, the larger issue beyond all of this also is that if, for instance, the University of Ghana even were to announce that it has ended the collection of tolls today, it doesn't make the earlier collection of tolls legitimate.